John Fung is the Deputy Director General at the Ministry of Health. Hey, John, kia ora.
Aha, ko poto e tikana me tāpiri atu aku poroporo aki ki tā tērā te nui o te rahi ki a Efeso, te rā rangatira. Me kia o Ngāi Tātou, o te mōna nui ākiwa. Ngā re, e mihi ana ki aia, e mihi ana ki a tātou.
Tēnā koe, and thank you. John, we're reviewing, if you will, COVID, which you know arrived pretty much on this day, 4 years ago for us, 5 years ago. And obviously we haven't got through it because we've still got people getting it and we're still uncertain about long COVID. What are some of your thoughts here on the anniversary of its arrival? And obviously we've got other health matters I just want to touch on with you today. But first, let's talk about COVID. It has changed the way we operate in this land.
I think COVID has changed the way the world operates, Dale. If you look at it in one way, COVID stress tested our infrastructures, our not just our health systems, but it tested a whole lot of systems. And in some ways still tested, but we were always going to get to a stage with COVID where we, you know, in our case, we had a spectacular result in terms of keeping COVID out. We were one of the few countries in that space. But it was always going to arrive at some stage, and then it was about how do we manage it. I think we're going through another, another phase at the moment. But I was listening to Professor Plank the other day, who was saying that we have had increased cases over the last little while, but actually we're still plateauing downwards. On the other side, in terms of long COVID, we have been supporting the research work that's currently being undertaken to look at that. I think part of that, the scope of that work is you'll appreciate that something like COVID really knocks around, amongst other things, people's immunity systems. And so long COVID, if you like, can result in a number of different things. But we're working, as I said, around the research to understand that so we can address it in the future. But the same basic public health rules that we really did well at still remain the same. You know, those basic ones, if you are sick, stay home. And I understand the difficulties around that. But, you know, also on the other side, the kind of risks and those simple public health things about keeping ourselves safe, including basic hygiene.
Kia ora. Obviously, while I'm talking to John, it goes without saying, immunisation rates for our people are low. Measles is a threat. If we've learnt anything from COVID, it's preparedness. So, and again, total what John's saying, if you're crook, stay home and let people know it worked. They understand. They don't want you at work anyway, spreading bugs around. Look, I touched on this with a previous guest on the program, John. What's your thoughts? When we weren't hitting the mark with vax rates for Māori, Māori service providers started to take control. So instead of this messaging and comms out of Wellington, we pretty much took the message to the streets for better results. Now, when we look at the demise of Te Ako Whaiora, surely that was a vehicle also, because the universal approach, which has been part of our reality as a people for 150 years and more, hasn't been working because the stats attest to that. And so Te Ako Whaiora was seen as a vehicle to try and do something different, pivot, change, and to utilise a particularly Māori way of getting there. The criticism is that half a bill's been spent for little result, but even so, it seems a massive disappointment for many monitoring the health sector that never really got a chance to show what it could do and the impact it could have. It's with that sort of setting that I invite you to Kōrero about some of your thoughts. And I know that you work for a government agency, so it's a little bit difficult for you. Hoi anō, we're Māori, and so, you know, sometimes we've just got to speak our mind delicately, I suspect. But Kōrero mai, what are some of your thoughts in that space, please?
Oh, te haku I, Dale. Me tika, me kōrero pono. Look, I think first of all, Dale, I want to acknowledge the governance and leadership and indeed the kaimahi and staff of Te Ako Whaiora. I think it's really important to start in that place. I think secondly, the context, and I also, sorry, secondly, I also want to acknowledge the whakapapa, if you like, Dale, the health sector development, the Māori health sector development whakapapa that goes back to the 1990s, where there have been a number of different approaches to how we increase Māori involvement in health, because Māori involvement in health, particularly in their own health, but also the health of the communities they work within, is really important and critical. So I want to acknowledge that. Thirdly, it was never the intention that Te Aka Whai Ora was going to be solely responsible for Māori health. That remains a system responsibility, and I think that's really important. The Ministry, Te Whatu Ora, indeed, all the government apparatus and entities with a responsibility in health have a responsibility to be addressing Māori health. And that hasn't changed. The Minister's being very clear on that. But I do want to start by acknowledging the work of Te Aka Whai Ora. We've been working closely with the senior management team of Te Aka Whai Ora and indeed Te Whatu Ora through this process. And the Minister has been very clear that he wants us to make sure that there is a respectful process. And also, we have no desire to lose things that we're making a difference. You're right, Dale. We need to continue to explore and think and do things differently in Māori health. Te Aka Whai Ora was established as another as a significant mechanism to address that. The Minister this week has outlined other mechanisms. He's particularly keen to increase local say, to utilise the advice and guidance of the Hauora Māori Advisory Committee to continue to strengthen iwi Māori partnership boards to make sure that decision making is a lot closer to home. But it is important to acknowledge the staff and the work of Te Aka Whai Ora, and as I said, it's certainly our intention to work in a way that the momentum for Māori health continues, the focus on Māori health improvement continues, because we continue to have significant Māori health inequities.
Kia ora. Some positivity too. I see a training environment for Māori nurses has been taken to Te Wairua, and there's some thoughts that the learning environment could also go to other smaller communities, thus negating the need for those who have an interest in a nursing career having to up stumps and move into the big smoke in order to do their studies. What's your initial reaction here, John?
Yeah, I think you've asked me several times, and quite rightly, over several months, Dale, about what we're doing in terms of focus on workforce. Minister Rete's been very clear that without a strong and appropriate workforce, we're not going to be able to achieve some of the key areas we need to achieve. So I think initiatives which make it easier to get our workforce around the country, that exposes our workforce to different ways of working, including those rural areas, those provincial areas. Anything we do in that regard to provide opportunities to get more workforce into those areas, we've got to keep working on. Alongside that, of course, we've got other things we're doing to grow our domestically trained workforce. The Third Medical School in Waikato, for instance, the increase in places for medical students in Otago and Auckland. On the other side too, we need to be astute enough to realise that we are not at a stage yet, and for some time we can grow all the capability we need. So we will continue to need to welcome people coming from overseas. And I think, in that regard, we're a welcoming country, Dale, and I think, as someone who trained overseas people coming in things like cultural and safety and that in the past, I found that people generally coming from overseas, particularly those that come here to live, they're keen to learn and understand how we do things here. They're keen to learn and understand expectations that people have. And I think, we should be open to that. They add to the diversity of our country. But I think we need to be mature in understanding that we will continue to pull all stops to grow what we need locally. But we will also need to draw on advice and guidance and expertise and people from overseas.
Tēnā koe. Another health issue. Do you think Sean Johnson should play again next year?
I mean, look, I would hope Sean would play for the next 5 years, but the fella's got a young whānau, and he's naturally thinking, you know, there's other things I'm sure he wants to achieve in his life. But honestly, if he wanted to stay another year, another 5 years, I'd be the first to sign the petition for that.
I bet you've got to sign up the whangas outside your place. Get on your mate.
I'd be very surprised if there aren't whangas. There's large numbers of whangas in South Auckland who are staunch rugby league players. Auckland, Dale, they've been there for some generations now. I'd be pretty much, wouldn't be surprised if they've already got a petition going.
I'll be pretty surprised if one of these scratches on my face isn't from a whanga fingernail from 40 years back. Get on you, man. Good catching up with you, John. Thanks very much. We'll talk soon.
Come on, Dale.
Thank you, mate. Thanks. John.